Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
How to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame. Thanks for listening.
Oh, I bet. Amazing way.
He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Girl, I'm bad, 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 bad. Amazing why.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. Continue to be with you. Very excited about our good friend Andrew Sherman being back on the show. Andrew is a 1999 model. That means we're coming up on his 18th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. But in the meantime, he has a regular job. He's an attorney. He's a partner at the law firm of Seyfarth and Shaw. And he's also an adjunct professor at University of Maryland and Georgetown Law School. He's the author of something under 50 books, which have sold something under a billion copies across the galaxy, including a brand new one, The Crisis of Disengagement. And he's our good friend. Andrew, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. I feel a little bit like that guy that hosts Saturday Night Live all the time but hasn't been on the show in a little while. So it's
I
good
know.
To be back.
And we missed you. You went MIA on us. We lost you.
The email that you sent me to have me back on the show that promised me just under a billion people would tune in today is very helpful, and
yeah.
I'm glad to see the pent-up demand.
Yeah, just under a billion. That's exactly right. So, Andrew, welcome back, and your new book on the disengagement. My audience knows that over the years, probably more than a dozen years, I've been talking about the engagement issue and the disengagement crisis, if not epidemic, across the country. The early research I saw, I want to compare this to your new stuff, the early research I saw was basically split into three categories. One-third of employees were engaged, one-third was not engaged, and one-third was disengaged. And that was the early research 12 years or so
ago.
What's it looking like now?
Let me get a little more granular, because that's a great way to start the show or this segment of the show, because the data's gotten worse. And, you know, I think that the impact on small companies is even worse than the data I'm about to share with you. The latest breakdown and the data point that I'm using, and I urge all of your listeners to check this out. It's available online at no cost. It's the Gallup study.
Yep.
On the state of the American workplace. It's very well written, very long. The latest draft is 214 pages long.
Jim Clifton was just on the show about 2 weeks ago.
Exactly.
Yep.
Jim Clifton is a thought leader here. And the latest data is as follows. One-third of the American workforce describes themselves as either engaged or highly engaged. Now, of that 33%, 29% describe themselves as engaged. And remember, engaged just means you're kind of a B+ student.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing okay. You go the extra mile once in a while.
You'll take initiative when it hits you in the face.
Yeah, but there's only 4% of that one-third describe themselves as highly engaged. Now, these are the folks that go the extra mile. These are the folks that are tossing around in bed at night, thinking about your company and thinking about how to make things better. These are the folks that you read about that went the extra mile to service a disgruntled customer. I mean, 4 out of 100, Jim.
That's right.
This is America. I mean,
those are the people that put pressure on the boss.
Yeah, but that's not a big enough number.
That's right. That's right.
Now, let me just keep going so we have context setting, because there's a lot of sub-issues here to talk about. The next category down is 51%. 51% describe themselves as sort of just showing up. They're in a neutral category. They're disengaged, but not highly disengaged. And then 16%, I mean, that's almost 1 out of every 5 workers, have described themselves as highly disengaged. And these are the ones that really make me nervous, because, like, these are that guy in Office Space who sat
right
in the corner and kept getting moved. These employees are directly working against the success of their employer.
Another way to say highly disengaged is saboteur.
Exactly. And they are looking to basically recruit, almost like a cult. You know, they're looking to recruit other people into the ranks of the highly disengaged.
Right.
And instead of just leaving you or quitting their job, they actually, studies have shown, take pleasure in sticking around and making things worse.
Mm-hmm.
And
if you're a small business, that number gets rounded up to, like instead of 17%, it gets, if you've only got six or eight people, it gets rounded up from 17% to maybe like 22%.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And if you've only got 10 or 12 people, you can't afford 20% of your workforce to be hoping that you'll fail.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to come right back after these messages with our good friend Andrew Sherman. The book is called The Crisis of Disengagement. We're going to talk a little bit more about this and some ways he has in the book to solve this problem. It goes back, way back, in, early on in bringing people on. Stay with us, 22.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.